Wisconsin has 32 local drug task forces. The money comes from the federal Burn Grant program. Wisconsin gets $9 million a year in Burn Grants, but that could soon end. Mike Mishevsky is director of the Narcotics Bureau for the State Department of Justice. He says officers use burn money to investigate illicit drug sales.
The burn grant funding provides buy money to go out and buy drugs, provides expense money, office rent, overtime. Essentially, it's the glue that holds these task forces together.
Mishevsky says police and sheriff's departments will have to make tough decisions on reallocating officers to fight drugs. He says Wisconsin's larger cities will probably find the money somewhere.
In the larger urban areas, there have always been a lot of law enforcement resources devoted to narcotics enforcement, and those will probably continue regardless of the burn grant funding in some manner. However, I think in the rural areas, they'll be more negatively impacted.
The budget cuts come at a time when rural Wisconsin is battling methamphetamine. A state-funded anti-meth initiative in northwestern Wisconsin will continue. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.